Hi, this is Holly. Each week we'll bring you a little more encouragement as a follow-up to our latest episode. This week, I'm sharing some thoughts on just being faithful. Despite my best intentions, I still eat vanilla ice cream right out of the carton. I sometimes wrestle anxiety like a wild alligator. I feel confused by social media and stressed out by the news. Curled up in bed, I tell all this to Jesus one day, and I ask, "What do you want me to picture as success?" It seems the answer that comes quietly into the dark is this: faithfulness. This is not the answer our world would give. We'd be told fame or material possessions, staying young forever, or getting to sit at the cool table are markers of success. But in the Gospels, the Master doesn't say, "Well done, my good and famous servant." He says, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." This morning, I read an endearingly human story about the disciples. Jesus has been crucified. Their lives are in turmoil. They're unsure of what the future holds. Peter says, "I'm going fishing." Haven't we all had those days? We throw up our hands and say, "I'm going to get a latte. I'm going shopping," or "I'm going to the gym." We turn to what we know. The disciples fish all night and catch nothing. Then Jesus appears, although they don't yet know it's him, and he tells them to let out their nets one more time. They catch so many fish, they can hardly handle them all. This is faithfulness. It's continuing to cast the net because Jesus says so, even when we've been up all night, even when we're weary, even when we're confused, even when we're discouraged and want to quit. Our role is obedience. God's role is results. Eugene Peterson describes faithfulness as a long obedience in the same direction. It's not sexy. It doesn't make headlines. We're not likely to get awards, applause, or even an abundance of likes for it. But faithfulness is quietly, often invisibly, life-altering and world-changing. I want to be faithful to Jesus for a lifetime. I want to be faithful to use my gift of writing for a lifetime. I want to be faithful to my husband for a lifetime. I want to be faithful to intentionally cultivate friendships with other women for a lifetime. I used to think that what mattered most was growth. The difficulty with that is we can't control growth. God alone is the one who makes things grow, says 1 Corinthians 3, 6, and 7. We are instead invited to be faithful, to plant and water. Out of that naturally comes growth, but we don't make it happen. That feels like a weight off our shoulders. One of the keys to peace is not taking on what God has never asked us to carry. If you're putting pressure on yourself today to do more, be more, achieve more, then pause and take a deep breath. Just be faithful. If you're comparing yourself to others in life or ministry and feel you're falling short, refocus on your own journey. Just be faithful. If you're striving for perfection and trying to make everyone happy, let go of those unrealistic demands. Just be faithful. We don't need big resolutions. We don't need to check every item off our bucket list. We don't have to prove our worth. Instead, we can simply say, "Jesus, I will do what I can, where I am, in this moment to love you and others today. Then I will do it again tomorrow." That's faithfulness. That's powerful. That's enough for a lifetime. You can find what I shared today in my new devotional book, What Your Soul Needs for Stressful Times, 60 Powerful Truths to Protect Your Peace. And we'll be back with another episode of More Than Small Talk soon. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll share this with someone else today so they can be encouraged too.